Welcome to Fire and Wind. Welcome. Welcome. Father, we're here tonight to worship you. You alone. None of us deserve the worship, Lord. Only you. Only you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We come before you to worship you, to be close to you, to draw into you. We don't want to stay here in this room. We don't want to stay on the earth. We want to soar into your presence. We want to be one with you. You say that's possible. God, make it happen for us. You're inside of us, Holy Spirit. You can make it happen for us. We become one with you like Jesus is one with you, like Holy Spirit is one with you, Father. You say it's possible. John 15. It's more than possible. Yes, God. So we enter in. We don't stay in the outer courts. Some of us have never really connected with you, despite the encouragement. We stay in the outer courts. We stay at arm's length. Here's the invitation, and it's not just from me. It's certainly from the Holy Spirit, from Holy Spirit himself. Draw in. Draw in. Come in. Come closer. You take a step towards me, I flood towards you. That's the way I am. Take a step towards me, and I will flood towards you. Father, we know you can make that happen. All we can do is open up to you, draw near to you. You make the connection really happen. We want more wisdom than how we entered the room. We want more of your presence. We want more of your power, more of your anointing than when we entered the room tonight. This is the place we can receive these things in the Spirit if we're willing, if we're ready, if we are expectant. Not just another fire and wind, but the fire of the Holy Spirit comes inside and burns up the dross, burns up the areas that are old wineskins, burns up the things that we step into in the world, in the flesh. Holy Spirit will burn it up if we'll present ourselves on the altar. Here I am, God. Burn up anything that doesn't please you. If there's plans in me I'm making that don't please you, burn it up. If there's praise I'm trying to get for myself, popularity, burn it up. If I'm just pleased to stay as I am, burn that up. I need to change in this time together tonight. Let the winds of the Holy Spirit blow in. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go inside and burn things up that aren't pleasing to you, Lord. Here I am on the altar. I'm presenting myself. I'm offering myself. as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, because I'm offering myself as a sacrifice. Not holding back, not keeping my own confidence. No one will know if I present myself fully, so I'll hold back. You know, Lord, you know if I'm holding back. You know if I'm not risking in the Spirit. You know if I'm not stepping towards you. You know. You're omniscient. You know everything. You know everything in my past. You know everything in my present. You know everything in my future. You know whether I'll make it to the finish line and break the tape strong, or whether I'm holding back on the inside. And I will go off course, or I will crawl to the finish line. You want us to run with endurance the race set before us, like Jesus. Lord, may that happen in my heart. May I not be content or satisfied with the way I am right now. I need to change by the fire of the Holy Spirit and the wind of His presence, blowing new freshness into my life. Fresh atmosphere, fresh wind. Yes, Lord. Am I hungry? Am I thirsty to worship you? Or have I come in with a heart of business as usual? I'll get through this time, check it off. Or do I truly want to be one with you in this time, hearing from you, seeing you, worshiping you, putting myself out there? Oh, but I'm tired. I've had a hard week. No one had a harder week than Jesus as he approached the cross. We have no excuses not to enter your presence, Lord. And I say this with joy and smiling because I need to hear these words myself, to draw in. Allow the Spirit to give us a nudge towards Him. He'll do it if we're open, if we're willing to be moved. We don't want to be like the Rock of Gibraltar. We want to be like the mountain thrown into the sea. Moving towards you, Lord. Initiating. Not just waiting for you to hit us, initiating, come closer to you. So you have influence on our thoughts, influence on our spirit, to have it rise up over our body, which sometimes gets tired, weary. Our spirit rising up over our soul, our complaining soul at times, our lamenting soul, our grieving soul, our fearful soul, mind, will, and emotions, needing the influence of the Holy Spirit on our spirit, rising up inside of us, overcoming emotions, overcoming thoughts that are not in line with you. Capturing our thoughts, Lord, because we intentionally let you capture our thoughts by Holy Spirit influencing our spirit, which has come alive in Jesus. Our will. You won't violate our will. We must submit and surrender our will. You won't just come in and knock us over most of the time. In Paul's case, You knocked him down. You might do it to us, but most of the time, you don't use that kind of influence on our will. We can choose to resist you, or we can choose to submit to you, surrender to you. Yes, Lord. Help us make a conscious choice. I choose to enter in. I choose to let you change me tonight. I choose, by the power of my will, empowered by the Holy Spirit, having my spirit rise up, I choose to let you have your way in me, to let you shake me, that I'm different, that I'm in the fear of the Lord, not in the fear of circumstances, situations, not in the fear of coming close to you, like the people that didn't want to approach the mountain when Moses gave an invitation from God. They didn't go. They ended up building a calf instead to worship. They would rather see something that they worship rather than go be with the one that was shaking the mountain but didn't show himself. Jesus, we need you even to enter in. We need you to shake us on the inside. We can't do it ourselves, but we can offer ourselves to you. We can offer our heart to you fully. Say, go ahead. Do what you want to do in me tonight. Shake what needs to be shaken in me so it falls off of me. So the enemy truly is done. He doesn't have a place to stand, a place to land, because everything is shaken inside of me and it falls off. There's no landing strip. I'm too surrendered. I'm too submitted. I'm too much in peace for the enemy to do his tricks, and I fall for them. Speak his lies, and I fall for them. No. I'm too close to Jesus. I'm too submitted to God the Father. I'm too receiving of the Spirit from on high. Then my joy level rises. Anxiety flees. Worry leaves. I realize whose presence I am in. And I reach that sweet spot of fellowship with the Most High. Yes, God. Let that fire burn inside of me for you. Come close to your heart. I come close to your heart, Jesus. I enter in. I enter in, Jesus. Holy Spirit, here I am. Here I am. God, my Father, I receive your embrace. I receive your embrace. Here I am. Here I am. Meet with me. Come to me, Lord. Overwhelm me, Lord, with your presence, with your power, your anointing, your truth, your life, your way. Speak to my innermost being, Lord. Speak life into my innermost being. Speak truth into my innermost being. Speak presence, speak power, speak encouragement, speak joy. And whatever I face, I can face with you. I can walk on water with my arm in yours, Lord. Here I am, just your little child. That you can make me powerful, powerful for your kingdom, for your glory, for your honor, Lord. Powerful, powerful, powerful for your kingdom, for your glory, for your honor, Lord. Here I am, here I am, here I am, your child, your son, your daughter. Jesus, take me the second mile. Closer to you. Meeting with you. Experiencing, encountering you. Dreams, visions. Words, still small voice of the Holy Spirit. I can hear him. The word of God comes to my mind. My thoughts are captured by heavenly thoughts, biblical thoughts, the thoughts of God. I receive. Counter must be possible, or you wouldn't offer it. How long has it been? How long has it been since you've encountered the Most High God? You felt his presence. Your body experienced his presence. Your mind was blown by his presence. Your spirit rises up so easily to defeat the flesh, to purify your thoughts, to purify your emotions, your will in alignment with Jesus. How long's it been since you said, I fully submit to you. I surrender, God. I surrender, God. I surrender, God. I surrender all that I am, all that I could be. I surrender myself to you. I yield to your ways and your thoughts that are so much higher than mine. I yield. I give up willingly. Not because you've arm wrestled me into submission. No, I volunteer my surrender. I volunteer my submission. Here I am, Lord. The sacrifice. You already sacrificed for me over and over and over again. Now I sacrifice myself to you intentionally. And you're pointing out to me, Holy Spirit, right now, what doesn't fit with that. What I've been doing that doesn't fit with that. It's not just a missional lifestyle. It's a surrender lifestyle. to the max lifestyle. I know I can surrender more to you. I can submit more things under your lordship, under your authority. Here they are, Lord. Here's my golden calves. Burn them into usable gold to offer to you. As I submit, surrender, sacrifice my ways, my thoughts, my goods, my possessions, my feelings, my burdens, cast them on you. I give them to you. And you give me the light side of the yoke in return. Peace, joy, fire of the Holy Spirit. I don't end up empty, I end up full. Full of you. Overflowing for you. I'm able to easily speak to someone else about you. Out of the overflow. I don't have to identify when I'm on evangelism and when I'm just living my life. It's all the same. I'm always a witness for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am an ambassador. I am a child that honors my family name. Jesus. Where that's not true, make it true. Whatever needs to be adjusted, adjust. Change, move. Break off. Clean out the closets, Lord. Take off that lock off those hidden closets. Things I would tell no one else that I'm hanging on to. I put my hand on the knob and open up that closet and present it to you. Yes, Lord, don't forget to clean this out. I've not let you see it before. No one knows except you. Because I've opened it up to you now. Thank you, Lord. Go deep in us. Go deep in us. Let's have a group encounter. Individually, every person face to face with you, every person encountering you in their own individual encounter, and then it becomes a group encounter, and this fellowship of the saints is completely changed forever. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be.
No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Here I am before you, God. Surrendering, surrendering my heart. Surrendering my heart. Here I am before God. I'm surrendering my heart. Surrendering my heart. Here I am. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. No that I'd rather be. No place rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't complain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. I'm entering in for more of you, for more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in
No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I won't complain,
that I can't control.
I will just let you control me, Lord. Set a fire, set a fire, Lord. Set a fire, set a fire, Lord. Burn up the dross in me. Burn up the dross.
Here in your love, here in your love. No than hearing your love, hearing your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. More, 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 more. Lord, more of you. More of you, God. Here I am. I'm before you. Worship you. Adoration, adoration, Lord.
Keep coming, Holy Spirit, we know you will. Are we responding to that? Again, I say, if you're having a little bit of trouble, of complaint in your spirit, you need to let the Lord work in that area. Under the shadow of your wings, you're my dwelling place, O Lord. As I rise to seek your face, you're my rock forevermore. Under the shadow of your wings, in the warmth of your embrace, I'm surrounded by your love. I am captured by your grace. I am a blessed son. I am a favored one. I walk in obedience. I am yours. Under the shadow of your wings, in the beauty of your gaze, I lay down my orphan heart, and I lift your name in praise. Under the shadow of your wings, in your presence I am safe. As I listen to your heart, trusting you with childlike faith, I am a kingdom warrior. I am an enemy destroyer. I walk in obedience. and I'm not weary. No, when I run under the shadow of your wings, you're my dwelling place, O Lord. As I rise to seek your face, you're my rock forevermore. Under the shadow of your wings, in the warmth of your embrace, I'm surrounded by your love. I am captured by your grace. I am a blessed son. Under the shadow of your wings, in your presence I am safe. As I listen to your heart, trusting you with childlike faith, I'm the kingdom warrior. I am an enemy destroyer because of you, Lord. I walk in obedience. I am yours. And I fly high on wings. I'm not weary, not a bit, Lord, when I run. Because I am yours. Because I am. Because I am yours.
Two little clips to show us that reflect the heart of the Lord completely different ways. One is from Heidi Baker, who has Will Hart standing there. He's interviewing her. And you'll see the other one dealing with repentance. But I want, first of all, to show just a little slide that says repentance up here, because Pastor Bill has been preparing, been used by God to prepare our hearts to go deeper in kingdom things. And so if you want to just put that up there, that text that I gave you, that'd be good. And just to say to you that when we're singing to the Lord and we're singing like this, our hearts are being stirred, but they're being cleansed first. And I was moved last week to actually watch from Open Heavens 2021. We did a conference that was online with Iris, with Heidi and Roland Beek. So we were helping Pastor Jerseo put that on. So Andy was really helpful with all of that. And going back and forth, and our worship team was providing the background worship for each of the sessions. It was several days long. But I was really prompted to watch Roland, and he was preaching about the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And in the first thing, one of the first things that he said, in a very fun way, is that we need to repent. Always repent, because Jesus always started out calling for repentance, calling for a change of thinking and a change of mind. So when I came across this, I looked for a time when we might just show this, because I think we transition sometimes out of seeing that God is calling us to come to Him like Pastor Bill's been leading us since we started, with open hearts and broken hearts, not to step on us, not for us to feel condemned, but to really come in and let Him take over any part of our life that He still is looking to do. And so repent. It says Elijah told the people to repent. It says Isaiah told the people to repent. And Joel told the people also to repent. And so did Jonah. Jeremiah, Micah, Amos, Maleda all had a message of repentance. Malachi. Jesus said repent. The disciples said repent. And this is from 2023. So I'm not going into those scripture verses. I'm just saying that each day, as we're renewing our mind, we're saying, Lord, take me over and bring to me the message of your fresh oil. And we'll play that Heidi is saying that she's putting on with Will Hart. It's very short. It's about 30 seconds. And then we'll watch the second one. Need sound.
Flow out of us.
And you
You'll
just
have to back that up.
And hitting on empty. And we're oily. Mm. We're oily ones. Then His glory, oily presence will flow out of us.
And you just define oily for those who are watching. You're like, what is she even talking about right now?
I'm talking about the oil of His presence.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what we read in Zechariah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the being the ones that know, we read it in Isaiah, that we would be the ones full of the oil, full of the wine from heaven, that we would have the fresh bread of His presence. And holy, when we have the fresh bread of the presence of God, we go out and we're carrying literally the fragrance of Jesus out. And there's something.
I don't know why it's cut off, but she said there's something about that really touches the soul. Because when we understand that that's what the Lord's calling us to, and that's what He's wanting from us, or to give to us as well, then we spend time with Him, and talking about repentance just comes easily. These are just reminders, because we're in the presence of our holy God, and He's just calling us to come to Him and say, Lord, I just need your fresh oil every day. I just really need your fresh bread, and I need to be so consumed by you that I don't even want to start my day without knowing that I've been touched by you and that I've connected with you. And out of that flows a heart of just saying, Lord, I want to change my thinking about anything from yesterday that I haven't yet. And I don't know how to do that. But with your fresh oil, with your fresh bread, that will flow. And so when we have prayers in the beginning, Pastor Bill, I'm sure, didn't know that he would be speaking like that for about a half hour. Or so, maybe a little less. it's from a place of the Lord calling us to that place of surrender, that if we hear the word again, we think, how many times do I have to do that? It's just a daily posture before the Lord. So when I was watching this interview, it's called The Green Room, it just reminded me again, that's what he's calling. It doesn't matter where we go. It doesn't matter what we're doing. It doesn't matter what we think our plans are. It's the posture of heaven that's taking root inside of us more and more, and it goes from glory to glory, and it's every single day. So when we get a message like what's coming here with Lou Engel, you won't step back and go, he doesn't have fresh bread. There's no oil of your presence in him. He just sounds like a crazy man. But he's not, and he spends a great deal of time in prayer and fasting. But it's not without fresh oil, and it's not without the bread of his presence. And so I just want to show maybe the contrast in style, and like, oh, I can receive from Heidi. It's so easy. But I don't know about that Lou Engel dude. He's a little nuts. But when we're praying and standing for the fresh oil and fresh bread to consume us every day, it's going to make such a difference in how we view what's going on around us. And then give us what we need to have foresight into the future and say, what can I have? And what can we have? And what can we do so that others in my sphere of influence will be able to carry fresh bread and fresh oil, the oil of your presence, Holy Spirit? Everything may seem like, well, that's a good thing to do or to be, but it may not be what God's calling, because he's saying, without my fresh oil and fresh bread of my presence, you may be tripped up. You may not see the way I see, because God wants to give us eyes to see in the distance. He wants us to be able to see what can happen. What steps can I take right now to make things happen by your Spirit, Lord, with the new wine? What can I do? What can I be part of? Not just how to fill my day, not just doing great things for God, which is true, but out of this fresh oil, there's the newness that comes. And that's what I believe he's saying to us. So listen to this and you'll see the difference. But both people are carrying this wild oil and fresh bread.
Abortion, send a revival to America. What if the revival begins with the LGBT? A breakout that challenges the demonic powers and begins to release freedom. I think the Lord says, now I want you to have faith. God, end abortion. Send a revival to America. What if the revival begins with the LGBT? A breakout that challenges the demonic powers and begins to release freedom. I think the Lord says, now I want you to have faith. God.
Do you see what I mean? You can't say that and live the lifestyle that he lives for a long period of time and be a leader in the movement and part of the movement to end abortion, to deal with the transgender issues and problems and, you know, the maladies in our society and around the world, and to have the right thinking about it and to be able to go after appropriately the demonic powers that we're really fighting against. Our battle's not against flesh and blood. So if we don't know how to battle appropriately, then we end up succumbing to something that connects with an idol that might be in our life, not realizing that, and always just fighting the enemy, thinking in its attack. And the Lord says, if we live and stay in the area of a repentant heart and lifestyle every single day, there's going to be a change. And we can actually even repent of that, saying, well, Lord, I didn't believe that or know that or trust that in the past, but that's who I am, and that's how I want to live in this life. I'll never forget, I was watching something that Heidi had spoken. She'd spoken to a group of people in Florida, and I wasn't at this particular session, but she spoke, and I was in awe, because two things. She was repenting herself, meaning a change of thinking and a change of mind. She was repenting herself for running after what she thought was what God wanted her to do, because it made sense. It made perfect sense. And it kind of went along what she wanted, but it made sense. It seemed totally logical. And it was about spending more time in America and around the world and less time where she was in Pemba. And the Lord got really strong with her. Sometimes we don't like hearing that, but he was really strong because we don't mess with God. When he's got his hand on us and we start moving away from that, he cares about that so much that he will yank us back, and it may not feel very good. And then we blame the devil, and the Lord's saying, don't blame the devil. I'm yanking you because you need to be front and center. So that's kind of what he did to her. And she shared that with everybody. It was like, oh my gosh. And then my mind at that time, I will tell you, went back to a time where I did hear her in person. And she said, I need to repent. And it's like, as soon as Heidi says, I need to repent, you know, you kind of shake and go, really? Of what? You have such a pure heart. But she so loves Jesus that she's not egotistical or annoyed with that word. And she said that she repented because there were a lot of religious people that she had judged. And she said, that's what it is. And she said, I judged them. But yet I was realizing that I needed to say, Lord, I'm sorry to you, but I'm just going to say that. You know? Meaning what? What is religious? People who are using their minds, but they're not being fed out of the new wine and from that fresh bread. And she had a moment, probably a second, maybe more, I don't know. Don't know her own personal walk with the Lord intimately like that. Only she does, and the Lord. But when she led the body at that moment, it was really strong. And then there was another session. I was just kind of piecing this together, where she was so annoyed, maybe not the right word, maybe prompted by the Holy Spirit, that people weren't getting it and they weren't listening to her. So she had to say, stand up and go do such and such. And she was direct. Like, you know, nicely direct, but don't mess with me because I'm hearing the Lord and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So I need you to do that because he's telling me to tell you, I need you to do that. And so God brings us through these times in our life where he's wanting us to really be so serious that when we have, maybe we'll have a little nudge of, you know, you need to step in more, you need to do more, you need to support more. And we go, yeah, man, I'm so convicted of that. And then the opportunity comes and we don't do it. And the Lord says, we need to repent of that because I already sent you somebody who said something from me, and you kind of went, oh, that's nice. I'm kind of feeling convicted. But then the Lord says, but there should be a change. Why? Because that's what fresh bread, fresh oil, and new wine produce. And that's why we're here, to reproduce the Lord in any way, in us first, and then going out with that. I mean, that just triggers me in a good way, that word that we all kind of like. But it triggers me. Because the Lord is saying, I've got new ideas for you. Do you want to hear them? Do you want to walk in them? Or are you going to be stuck in the old wineskin thinking it's God? No, no, no. This is the new wine of his presence. More fresh bread, more fresh oil. And this is what was really on my heart. And I didn't know what was going to be on my heart. I just knew he wanted me to say something. So these were the two things. And I thought, you know, let's pray. Let's continue to worship the Lord, but let's pray for some of these things. I'm going to Bulgaria with Ashley on Thursday. And there are a lot of things the Lord wants to accomplish, and I believe he could be setting up something for us to do at a later time that he may have even spoken about and wants to set some things in motion. I have some ideas of what it's going to look like and what I'm supposed to do. And I want to walk those ideas out from the Lord. Anything that's not from the Lord, I don't. But I want to be really careful about that. I want to listen with a spiritual ear. I want to know what he's saying. I want to be part of his divine setup for Bulgaria, but even back here in the United States. What he wants to do in Europe, but what he wants to do as a result of going there in me, change me as well. And what does that look like? You know, Pastor Bill mentioned the missional heart and the missional lifestyle and says, you know, it's really a surrendered heart. It's the same thing. Because if we're really missional like Jesus, then we desire surrender no matter what, every single day. And the best case scenario is if we're just spending time in his presence and this fresh, fresh smelling aroma just takes us over, and then people who are around us see it and they like that. They don't even know what it is, but they want something that you have. And then when we fall into the areas that maybe part of our character still. And the Lord says, you know, I'm working on that with you. I want you to see it, though. And he's not going to make it easy. I don't think so. Not with people who are walking in the presence and who carry his presence. And he's going to say, are you willing to make a divine shift? Are you willing to do an about face? I'm giving the example of Heidi. Heidi did, to the point where God said, right here in front of everybody, do that. But then call out the ones who aren't doing what they should be doing. Because if they heard me, they would be doing what they're doing. So I'm going to use you so that they would at least respect the Jesus in you. It's like, whoa. That was pretty cool. And it's not about Heidi Baker. It's not about Roland Baker. Just an example of people that you know you're familiar with. Or even Lou Engel. But I just really believe that this is the season that God is, he's got so many big things for us. Things are not going to stay the way that they are. Somebody used the word rusty the other day, and I thought, yeah, that's probably a good word. You know what a bicycle looks like when it's rusty? I was taking a walk last night with Pastor Bill, and there were two free bikes on the road. And I thought, wow, the kids in Skyline Terrace would really like those bikes. What should we do with those bikes? I'm always thinking about what can we do to make Jesus famous. What can we do? So if we're thinking that way, guess what? There's going to be a change in the way that we do life, and it's going to be right with where we are, and it's going to spill into our families and out into our businesses and educational realms or whatever it is. I just really believe that. And I believe that God is saying that we can have more than what we have of his presence, of the new wine, of his passionate heart, of his fresh bread. The fresh oil every day, every single day. Lord, if I'm not like a well-oiled machine, which we heard back a lot when we were in India years ago, if you all remember who were there, a well-oiled machine working together. It's like, yeah. And God says, I want you to run well, and I want that oil to keep coming so that you're flowing together. And honestly, guys, that is what unity really is. We're flowing together, but we're flowing in the fresh oil right away. So I just want to continue to worship here, but I also want to have this mic out here for those who want to take a step. I'd like some prayer also for any new thinking that God wants to give me personally when I'm in Bulgaria or when I'm standing in front of groups in Poland. And I just found out today there's more of a need for where we're going to be. So we are going to be part of something different and something new in Krakow. And we're going to go to Ukraine another time. And I am completely open to do that. And I've laid everything out. And as I did and took my hands off of it, the Lord said, you're not going there. You're going to stay right here, which I've offered that too. But that's been the plea. Please, with what you have and carry, we need that. Will you stay? I said, okay, I will do that. And that's what we're going to do. Didn't know that till yesterday or today, but I knew it in here and in here. But I needed that to be confirmed. So that's what's going to happen, because that's a better way for God to work. And the prayer on Sunday was so great. Thank you so much for that. But I'm also asking that you would include in your thoughts and prayers while we're gone the newness that God wants to give even at that camp. What I heard from that camp is that people who attended last year, they were lit on fire. They have been doing great exploits for the Lord, going lower all the way across the board. And that includes our people who went, but it includes the ones that we ministered to. And that's what I'm hearing from the people that run everything there. And we're getting a new crew of people that are coming. But we don't want to, we want to see what he wants to do right now. Right now, I'm telling you what, guys, it's going to blow our minds. It's going to look different than what we think. And the Lord says, do you have a mindset that is completely mine? It's like mine, so that you're willing to go for what looks so different, but yet it's really Holy Spirit. Not that just it's good, but it's really the Holy Spirit. Don't settle for anything less than that. And God's going to grow us up in that. Yeah. This is really a good time. So, Father, I'm just listening to you, speaking what I'm hearing from you. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for the different ways to reach our hearts that you give us. And for us to be able to go forward, Lord, and listen, listen with a spiritual ear what you're really saying to the church, the churches right now. Lord, that we would live in a lifestyle of Revelation 2 and chapter 3, both. And Father, that we would become so familiar that there wouldn't be anything in those chapters that we would want to affect us in a way other than positively. And that we would honestly be able to say, we are living to hear what the Spirit of the living God says to the church. Churches, all seven, God. It's a picture of our church today. It's a picture of the ecclesia today. So, Father, as we continue to worship, maybe in the background, as we go back and forth here, Father, we're going to speak out and we're going to pray out what's really on your heart right at this moment. We're going to begin with fresh bread, fresh oil, and the new wine. We're going to begin to pray out and ask you, oh God, ask you to grace us, God, because we can do nothing without your grace. We can't do anything. We can't even breathe without your grace. We can't get saved without you drawing us. We can't make any choice without you giving us the faith to do so. That's how needy we are and how dependent on you you're asking us to be. I just thank you, Father, for the inner violence that brings supernatural peace, because you won't allow anything to stay in those that you've called, in those that you've chosen, in those who've been anointed and appointed to go to the nations, to carry your glory, to be a mover in your presence, to be able to see and hear what you're saying and walk it out and not delay. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it be, Holy Spirit. Let it be. Let it come. I just keep seeing a picture of you, Michelle, so I'm inviting you to come up and not think about what you're going to do. Just come up. I don't know. Don't think. Don't say, I don't need this. Don't say, oh, I better be on. No, it's not about you being on. It's not about you doing it right. Okay? What I'm hearing is the Lord wants to increase you right now, and he wants to take you to another place and another dimension in your faith. And he wants you to know that the glory that he's given for you to carry goes way beyond your circumstances. And he's saying that as you pray out, all of these heavy chains and everything that you've been struggling with and you've been dealing with are actually going to fall off completely. But it's going to be not about receiving just something for yourself. This is about you releasing the power of the glory of the cross and his resurrection over other people. Releasing the fresh bread and the fresh oil for today. And there's going to be a change in the way that you think, and the change in the way that you do life, a change in your home, a change in your business, and there's going to be a change. And it's easy, so you don't have to think about it. There's going to be more drinking, less thinking, and God's going to make a difference here. Yeah. So just pray this out, and then as the Lord puts someone on your heart, just pass the microphone. We'll just see what God wants to do. This is a Kairos moment right now. This is what I'm hearing. And I kept asking the Lord, Michelle, right now, and he just kept showing me a picture. So that's what I heard.
Yes, Lord. We just love you, and we thank you, Jesus, that you're here with us. You're here. Your presence is here, Holy Spirit. And we do surrender in your presence. Thank you, Father, that you are a good Father. Lord, we're your children. Jesus, you are the good shepherd, and we are your sheep. Lord, and we hear your voice tonight. Holy Spirit, we love you. We honor you. We desire communion with you. Just take us deeper right now in your presence, Lord. Just what he's bringing to my heart is, and I wasn't in here earlier, but I was meditating on the 10 virgins, the parable of the 10 virgins last night as I was going to sleep. So I just thank you, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be the foolish virgins, Lord, who don't have oil, that haven't bought the oil, haven't paid the price, haven't counted the cost, Lord. We want to be the wise virgins, Jesus, who've paid the price, who've laid down, who've paid the price to buy the oil so that we can continually burn, that our lamps would not burn out, Father. And I thank you just for the oil of your presence being poured out on us right now, Jesus. Faithful one, we receive your oil. Just put your hands out in front of you or in your lap, or just open your hand. I just sense he's just putting oil in our hands, fresh oil. Lord, we cry out for your fresh oil. Lord, we don't want to be devoid of your oil. We don't want to run dry, Lord. Lord, forgive us where we've let our lamps run dry, Lord. Lord, we need your oil. Lord, we're hungry for you. Lord, even if we don't feel hungry, Lord, we cry out just for that desperation, Lord, for that hunger for you, Lord. We need your oil, Lord. We need your oil, Lord. Your oil on our wounds, Lord. Your oil over our minds. Your oil over our hearts. Your oil over all the cracks, Lord. All the wounds of the soul, Lord. Your oil, your fresh oil. And you're pouring it out as we just receive it by faith right now. We receive it for ourselves, Lord God. We receive it, Lord, for our households, Lord. We receive it for this body. Just picture, I just see his oil thick in this room. Your oil, Lord. The oil of your presence. The oil of your love. The oil of your healing. Everything that you are, Jesus, everything that you paid for, you're saying receive. Thank you, Lord. We just received overflowing tonight, Jesus. We receive the oil of your anointing that breaks every yoke, every yoke. The oil, the overflowing oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the intimacy, Lord. Lord, that you're just romancing our hearts right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With less of me and more of you, with less of me. And more of you, Jesus.
Lord, we just repent of any lack, any mindset of lack, Lord God. We just bend the knee to you right now, and anywhere where we've just accepted lack, or we believe that we're going to live in lack, Lord, I just thank you that you're changing, Lord God, that stronghold in our mind, that there is no orphan thinking in this room, Lord. We repent of that, Lord. We repent of a lack mindset, that you're not enough, that there's not enough. Lord, you are more than enough for every aspect of life, for every need in our heart, Lord. You are the fountain. You are the one that we run to. You are our strong tower, Jesus. You are everything, Lord, and every idol that we put above you, Lord, everything that we've run to when we're afraid, everything that we've exalted above your name, we just lay those things at your feet, Lord God. We lay ourselves at your feet, Lord, and we repent, Lord God, of everywhere where we've accepted just a mindset of lack, and where we haven't believed that you are more than enough for every situation, for every need of our heart, Lord God. We repent just so simply in your presence, Lord. Lord, change our hearts, Lord, as we surrender that area to you. Lord, where we haven't really believed that you are more than enough, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that we replace that thought and that stronghold with the truth that you are more than enough, that you are everything to us, that you are a good father, that you are a bountiful father, you are a generous father. Jesus, that you are the love of our lives above every other love, Lord. And Holy Spirit, that you are our comforter above every other comfort, Lord. We just exchange anything that we've been holding on to as a security blanket instead of you, Lord. We just lay it down, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that in your presence there is fullness of joy. Just thank you that you're pouring out the oil of your joy, Lord. Just the joy of knowing you, Father, the joy of having a destiny, the joy of having an inheritance, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can give you every part of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see just cracks in the mind, just cracks in the area of the mind where his oil is being poured out. And just healing those cracks, that there's wholeness in our thinking. There's wholeness in the area of our mind and our will. As we just receive his oil, we just give over our thinking, our racing thoughts to him. And his oil just is poured over all of those areas. And our thoughts become his thoughts. Just thank you, Lord. Bridegroom, Father. You're just romancing us now. Each and every one of us was designed to be romanced by you, our King, in every area of our heart, to have every area of our heart just made complete in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Release the reins to you. Thank you, Lord, that there's joy in just letting go. Thank you.
More of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and more of you and more of you, Jesus. More of you. Less of me, and more of you, and less of me, and more of you, and more of you, Jesus. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star, fairest of 10,000, you are. How can I perceive your beauty? I long to see your face, Jesus. Sufferings, broken for us all, Jesus, Jesus. How can I perceive your mercy? Help me find your grace, Jesus, Jesus. More of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and more of you and more of you. Jesus, more of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me,
and more of you, and more of you. Jesus, desire of the nation, the risen coming King, holding the scepter of justice, you reign, you reign. How can I perceive your coming? May you find faith on this earth, Jesus. We wait for you. We wait for you. To walk in the room. We wait for you. We wait for you. To walk in the room. Here we are, standing in your presence. Here we are, standing in your presence. Shekinah glory come down. Shekinah glory come down. Here we are, standing in your presence. Here we are, standing in your presence. Shekinah glory come down. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come, release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come, Shekinah glory come. You move and we want more. You speak and we want more. You move and we want more. We want the full. We want the fullness, Lord. You move and we want more. You speak and we want more. You move and we want more. More of the fullness, more of the fullness. Mm-hmm.
Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. You move and we want more. You speak and we want more. Oh, you move and we want more. More than the fullness, more than the fullness, Lord. You move and we want more. Oh, you speak and we want more. And you move and we want more.
Shekinah glory. Quickly and then actually caught on fire, but it didn't burn up, which took me to Exodus 3. And it says, "Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, 'I must turn aside now and see the marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up.' When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for this place on which you are standing is holy ground. the thing that the with the picture and that passage that I just felt like the Lord was highlighting is that there's this process when we go through, just like what Heidi was sharing about, what PMP was sharing, what Michelle was sharing with the oil and living a lifestyle of repentance, is that we position ourselves to be in the right place at the right time, so that when we're just going about our business, the Lord makes himself known. But it's in that process of continuously laying our lives down, continuing the process of collecting the oil, that we position ourselves in the right place and at the right time. So just like that flower that blooms in a moment and can shrivel away, that moment of encounter with the Lord, that we position ourselves to be in the place, in the right place, at the right time. And when we do that, when we lay ourselves down to that, we're in a position to hear the voice of God calling to us and inviting us into that place of holiness. And I just believe that this is a time where the Lord is inviting us into that place, where he's inviting us into that place, where he's calling you by name. He's calling you into that place. And he's saying that you're standing on holy ground. And so Jesus, wherever our hearts, all of us, wherever you're inviting us into that place, Father God, to stand on holy ground, that we would be in a position to see the burning bush and to hear the voice, to hear the invitation, the eyes to see and the ears to hear, that we would see the marvelous sight, the supernatural work of your presence, that we would hear the voice inviting us into that place, inviting us in, calling us in. And then the recognition of knowing when we stand in the presence of the Holy King, that reverence, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for that gentle voice that guides us, that in your grace and in your mercy, Lord, you continue just to woo us into that place, back onto that path, Father God, calling us in, calling us in, calling us closer, Lord, to your heart. Father, that we would be obedient to respond to the voice, respond to your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the right place and the right time. And it's not something that we force to happen. It's not something that we strive to make happen. But by your grace and your mercy, you gently, kindly draw us in. That corrective hand, Father God, when we look to the left or to the right, you continue to bring us back to that place, Father God, the right place at the right time for an encounter with the Holy King. Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful call, that beautiful call, that we would respond, Jesus. And then that process, just like Moses, Father God, that there would be an anointing release to step into destiny. That was that shift for Moses when it went from being out in the wilderness to called back to Egypt.
Just here tonight in a place of soaking in and buying fresh oil from you. We thank you for your glory that surrounds us here, that we are together with you, Lord God, and you're raising us up afresh and anew to step into new things, to raise up, Lord God. We just thank you that in your word in Ezekiel 37, Lord God, it was your hand that was upon Ezekiel, who brought him out by the Spirit of the Lord and said to him, in the middle of the valley, it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Jesus, I just thank you that tonight, that same prophecy is being released, Lord God. We prophesy to your breath right now. Breathe on us. Breathe on us, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Shekinah glory presence here in this place. We thank you for the oil that has been poured out for us, Lord God, that we are just soaking it in and receiving it, Lord God. And to finish it off, we just breathe your breath, Holy Spirit, in this place right now, Lord God. We just thank you for your breath, the one and the true, the one who has breathed into Adam, who created, Lord, all humanity. In Jesus' name, we just thank you right now for coming in where there have been dry bones, where there have been dry parts in our hearts, Lord God, and in our lives where we have not stepped fully in, where we have not allowed the oil to soak us up, where we have not allowed your breath to come in. Lord, we repent because of that, Lord God, in those areas, and we just thank you, Lord, for the way that you have shown those areas to us all tonight, Lord God. And so as we've given them to you, we thank you that we can come before you and receive that fresh breath, Lord God, because we've had our bones put back together. We've had sinews put back on them and flesh put back on our bones. And Lord God, we thank you now that you are releasing your breath into us now to continue to go, continue to be that exceedingly great army, to move and flow just as you have called us to, that we are in this together, Father. So we just thank you in Jesus' name, that it's all because of you that we can do that. There is nothing inside of any one of us that can give us breath. It is only you. And you show us that you are the Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you died and rose again for us, so that we may have breath and be able to walk forward in a free life, not being held down by sin, not being held down by dry bones, not being dry, but being soaked in your oil. We just thank you, Father, for that release tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. We just want to thank you for your body and thank you for your blood. So if you want to grab the communion elements under the seats. Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for your life that you lived. There was no dry bone in your body. You were soaked all the time. You knew your Father every moment, and you were obedient every moment. Jesus, we want to do the same. And we thank you that we can because of your body, because of your blood. And we thank you that we can step into that promise as we receive communion tonight. We're receiving that fresh breath from you, that fresh oil from you, Jesus. So I just sanctify these elements, and I thank you, Jesus, for your body and for your blood tonight. Thank you, Lord God.
You alone are all I need. For you hold my destiny. You alone are all that I need. And you alone I am come. You alone are all I need, for you hold my destiny. You alone are all that I need, and you alone I am complete. Draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you. I'll come running, Lord, draw me, Lord. You alone are all I need, for you hold my destiny. You alone are all that I need, and you alone I am. After you, and I'll come running after you, and I'll come running after you. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled. The whole and the whole counting on you. Countering the thundering, encountering the lightning, of the Most High God, encountering your presence, oh God, encountering your power. I see you.
King of Glory. Keep making yourself known to us, Lord. For your presence. Lord, thank you for filling us tonight. Thank you, Father, for the joy of you is our strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our worship tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the words that have been given, for the songs that have been sung. Thank you, Lord. May we be changed as we leave this place, filled up to overflowing with your grace, your mercy, your power, your love, your anointing that breaks the yoke. No limits, no limits, no more delay. Think bigger. Thank you, Lord. Think bigger. Think bigger. Thank you, Father, for enlarging our territory. Thank you, Father, for expanding our tent pegs. Thank you, Father, that we won't hold back with our gifts, with the blessings that you've given us to exalt your name. We will not hold back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for excellence of soul and your dunamis power that brings the change. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you for the increase, the sweep in the areas, Lord, of our lives that need that fresh oil, which is all over, Lord. Fresh oil as we leave. Fresh oil tonight, tomorrow, that we seek you again for more, for fresh oil and fresh bread, fresh manna from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the renewing of our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, for this is your will. We give thanks to you, for this is your will. We walk in your joy, which for this is your will. Thank you, Father. Give us new eyes. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear. And a willingness, Lord, to go in a different direction or go deeper in the direction that you've put us in or in the path that you put us on. No more excuses, God. No. This is your mission. You are the desire of the nations. It's not about us. It's about you. You are the desire of the nations.